days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick. It's always the 49ers way, from offseason to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. Ready to talk about tight end targets in the NFL draft. And the decree has come down. John Lynch said earlier in the offseason that the 49ers were looking for tight end two. And of course, we know Charlie Warner got a three-year deal worth $12 million to head to Atlanta. 49ers tried to put in an offer sheet, get a tight end from Detroit. That didn't work out when Detroit matched that deal. So the 49ers are still in search. And when you look at the 49ers roster, they tried to approach tight end in a huge way in the 2023 NFL draft. They drafted two young players, Cameron Latu out of Alabama, who they took with one of their third-round compensatory picks, and they took Braden Willis in the seventh round. And they were very clear that they had a much higher grade on Braden Willis. They were surprised he was available in the seventh round. So it looked like the 49ers had things fixed. You had the two veterans behind George Kittle and Charlie Warner and Ross Dwelly, and two young cats coming in to push him. Braden Willis, the thought process being he's a great blocking tight end with some receiving upside that will eventually replace Charlie Warner. Here we are. Charlie Warner's gone. But are the 49ers set on Braden Willis taking that role? I don't think so. And it's not that Braden Willis isn't a talented player, doesn't have the ability to eventually ascend into that role. I think the real question mark is, he hasn't got there yet. When will he get there? And that's always a question with young players. How quickly are they going to develop? Cameron Latu's case, he came in with a lot of fanfare and a lot of question marks, because who exactly was Cameron Latu? Most people had him ranked way lower than the 49ers took him. I had a late 4, early 5 round grade on Cameron Latu. When he was picked, it didn't surprise me that the 49ers took Cameron Latu. Just a little surprising that it was in the 3rd round. A compensatory pick, like Kyle Shanahan says, is basically a 4th round pick. So, wouldn't have been that much different than my grade. However, Latu dealt with a little bit of the drops when he got into training camp. Just wasn't able to consistently make catches. I know, I saw it firsthand. I was at training camp for as many days as I could get out there. And I remember it was a big deal during the preseason when Cameron Latu started making some plays. He started catching the football. He started thinking, wow, finally Cameron Latu is getting past that mental block and being able to make plays using his hands. Because Latu is a developmental blocker. Braden Willis is a great blocker who's got to develop in the receiving game. Latu is supposed to be the receiving threat who develops into a better blocker. Yet he wasn't really catching the ball that great. So the 49ers have question marks about the tight end position. Are these two young guys going to be able to step up? Charlie Warner's gone. Ross Dwelly hasn't re-signed. 49ers went out and got Eric Saubert. They've put him and placed him into this role. Last year, he had 3 catches. Is this exactly the guy we want to be tight end to? Tight end two has been a question mark for a long time. 49ers haven't spent higher than a 3rd-round pick on a tight end, and that was Cameron Latu. In fact, on their roster right now, he's the highest-drafted tight end out of the 4 that they have. George Kittle, 5th round. Eric Saubert, 5th round. Same draft as George Kittle. Braden Willis, 7. 49ers haven't invested that much draft capital into the tight end position. There was an expectation that maybe they would spend a little bit of money in free agency. So far, that hasn't been the case. Of course, they come up empty in the draft. Maybe they will still go out and get one of those veterans that's still available and bring them in to back up George Kittle. But I think they're going to go after one in the draft. A tight end in the draft is going to be something the 49ers look to do. So it's going to be interesting. So like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Really appreciate it. 49ers Cutback on Believe. Please give it a 5-star rating. If you're going to bet, bet with Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online where the game starts. So tight end last year in the draft was a very deep position. The Packers drafted like three or four, and all of them contributed during the season. The 49ers drafted two, and that was the thought process last year. Everyone, including me, thought, hey, double up at the tight end position. The likelihood is you'll hit on one of them. Now, it could appear that Braden Willis could be a hit, but we don't know yet. Played in the Super Bowl, he got experience, but we haven't seen any production. That could just be a rookie getting used to playing in Kyle Shanahan's system, because a tight end has a huge role in Kyle Shanahan's system. He has to know the blocking schemes. He has to know the pass routes. He has to know his responsibilities, his motions. He has to know when he's supposed to be in the backfield, when he's supposed to be a move tight end, when he's supposed to go in motion, get the rhythm down with the timing of the cadence. There's a lot that has to happen. So translating from tight end in college to tight end in the NFL is already difficult. And then you play for Kyle Shanahan and it gets a little bit more difficult. George Kittles don't grow on trees. Now, the 49ers would love to hit another George Kittle type player in this draft. Now, here's a news flash. I don't think there is a George Kittle-like player in this draft. And you might say, whoa, Ant, what about Brock Bowers? I like him. I think he's a solid player who's going to get drafted in the first round. And I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole in the first round because I don't think there's enough value for a tight end like Brock Bowers in the first round. We've seen tight ends drafted in the first round not work and not live up to that potential. Round two, great value for Brock Bowers. And I think Brock Bowers is going to be a great NFL player. Luckily for us, the 49ers pick 31. There's no way Brock Bowers is going to be at 31. That would be tremendously shocking. And in fact, if he was, there might be value at 31 to take him, because you're just not going to get a player like him early in the or late in the second round where the 49ers pick next. So that's where you could get that value. Don't expect him to be there, and I don't expect the 49ers to draft Brock Bowers, so I'm not going to talk about him. Good player, he'll be somewhere, and he'll probably do a really good job. Last year, big-time player I was high on was Sam Laporta. We saw what happened with him in Detroit. I don't see that from Brock Bowers. I think he's going to have a little bit more development, a little bit different player. So where do we start? Well, first off, tight end is a difficult position in this draft. Number one, the depth really isn't there. Number two, what kind of tight end are you looking for? The same way that the NFL is morphing and changing with tight ends who are maybe a little bit undersized, a la Sam Laporta, but are tremendous receivers in the open field, that's kind of the Kelce effect. Now you're seeing George Kittle as one of the outliers, a guy that can do it all. But now tight ends are becoming weapons because the league continues to move to more of a spread offense. So it all depends on what kind of tight end you're looking for. Kyle Shanahan loves to run 21 and 22 personnel and put two tight ends on the field. He does that more than almost any other coach in the entire league. So the value of a tight end too is important. What kind of matchup are you looking for? If you're looking for a matchup in the running game, you need a Charlie Warner. You need a physical blocker to be able to block base linebackers and get certain looks like that. If you're looking to take advantage in the passing game, you want to get them in their base set, but then have somebody who's not like Charlie Warner, but a receiving threat. That's what Cameron Latu was supposed to be. Full transparency, going back and watching Cameron Latu and Braden Willis's college film from last year, I see two players that are better than most of the tight ends that we're going to talk about at the top part of this draft. There are guys that are really good at what they do. But when you look at Cameron Latu and Braden Willis, the 49ers got themselves two talented tight ends. Of course, talent, it doesn't get you over the top. That's why the 49ers are going to approach it again. And it's not a bad idea. There's some very talented players. So when we're talking about these tight ends, there's going to be two different types. You're going to get balanced tight ends who can make plays blocking inline, who are going to be guys that can also produce in the passing game. And then you're going to get absolute freaks. So you could put in the slot. You could play as move tight ends off the line of scrimmage, and they can create in mismatches against outside linebackers and safeties. So that's exactly what we're going to talk about. And both could be an option for the 49ers. And why do I say that? because last year Cameron Latu was the receiving type guy. Last year Braden Willis was the more balanced type guy. They took one of each. So the 49ers have often been thought, and I'm one of the ones that have pushed this ever since I started doing podcasting, was the 49ers needed a balanced tight end behind George Kittle. Because you need a guy that when he's in, you don't know whether he's blocking, you're running the ball in those 21, 22 personnel sets, or if you're throwing the football and he's taking advantage of a linebacker. But once again, those guys are hard to find. And as college football continues to change, so does the NFL. And you're getting more athletic, big tight ends who can operate in space. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about as we go through these players. And I know Brock Bowers is going to go in the first round. I'm not going to talk about him. I have one player that is tight end with a second round grade. And I have a late second round grade on him. He could easily be graded by most as a third round, but I love this player. In fact, I've drafted him in mock drafts, got a little pushback for taking the tight end too early, but my thought process was let's get some athleticism. Let's get some playmakers who help Brock Purdy. And that first guy is going to be Jatavion Sanders out of Texas, 6'3", 245 pounds. And this is a player that operates in space. He's a slot receiving threat. This is not a solid inline blocker. Could he develop there? Yes, he's got the body type for it. He's got the physicality for it. He's not afraid of contact, but he's an absolute playmaker in the middle of the field. He's a playmaker out in space. It could be a real yak monster if Kyle Shanahan was able to get him open space. What I like about Jatavion Sanders is you get him out there in two tight end sets and you match him up with a Will or Sam linebacker. You match him up potentially with a safety and you've got a good look for him. With George Kittle garnering a lot of attention from whoever the best defender is from the linebacker position or the safety position, Sanders is going to get a look you like. Now, the question is, how good can he block? And you might say, Ant, what does it matter? He's a guy that can catch the ball. He's not really out there. Well, he has to block well for this reason. If he's not a threat blocking, teams might disregard his tight end status and go ahead and put him as a wide receiver. If that's the case, you get your nickel package on the field. Now, if he's able to block nickels, he's able to take advantage of small corners in blocking in the run game, advantage 49ers, a la Juwan Jennings. So he has to be able to block good enough to keep teams out of their nickel package, all the while wanting them to be in their base package where he could take advantage of linebackers. So when we're talking about these skilled athletic tight ends, they have to be able to block good enough. They can't just be a wide receiver, or it's better just to have Juwan Jennings on the field, unless they can actually make their block. So being able to determine the defensive designation by how these guys play is part of what Kyle Shanahan likes to do. So they have to be good enough. Now, Sanders is a real problem when it comes to catching the ball in space. He uses his frame really well. He has a nice wingspan. I liked him. He's an explosive athlete who can get out there and run good routes. He's got that big slot versatility. Right, that's the thing you start seeing with the Travis Kelce type of thing. So he's one of those guys that can make plays. He's big. He's physical. He's got a lot of strength to him. He can move people off their spots. I like that. He's also got enough burst to threaten people up the seam. You want to blow up a cover two? You get your tight end up that seam and into an area where he can make plays. We've seen the 49ers be able to do that a little bit in 2019, ball down the seam to Ross Dwelly. George Kittle has made plays that way as well. Those are the type of things that the 49ers would love to have. That's why in 2020, Kyle Shanahan went out and got Jordan Reed for that potential opportunity. This is that kind of role. Jordan Reed was never going to be an inline blocker who succeeded very well in that regard, but as a receiver, he's been really good. He makes all the catches. He's got vice grip for hands. That means contested catches are something Jatavion Sanders wins. And then this is the part that makes me put him in the second round, a willing run blocker. If you're willing, if you're going to get physical, if you're going to do your best and I can fix your technique and I can help you get a little bit better, a la what they're trying to do with Cameron Latu, then I feel like you can be a fit in the 49ers system. So you get that size, you get the willingness to block, and now you just get him doing it the right way. It's a lot of work, but the 49ers have the guys around, including George Kittle, to help him get over the top. I think he's a solid fit for the 49ers. Round two might be a little rich for a lot of people's blood, but do you want to get a weapon? The way the 49ers utilize two tight ends, getting a tight end too, as John Lynch mentioned it already in the offseason, could be a priority. Jatavion Sanders at 63 would make a lot of sense if he's still there. Some mock drafts are going crazy right now, having him fall all the way to the end of the third round. I don't think that is a spot for him. I think he could go after 63, but I think it would be before 94. That's kind of the hot spot for where he could go. He could go as high as above 50 and about 85, I think, would be the bottom for him. The question marks about some of the things that he has, some of his weaknesses. He's not as overwhelming size-wise as like a Travis Kelce, who has a lot more size than he is. He's only 6'3". That could be a little bit of a question mark. And once again, when you start getting to these tight ends, they don't have the fluidity. Like Travis Kelce is able to sink his hips and get in and out of breaks really good. You don't see some of the tight ends in this draft being able to get in and out of breaks as crisp and as fluid as George Kittle, Travis Kelce. And those things are a little bit of a struggle. And then just his timing, some of those things got to get a little bit better. But a really nice prospect, second round, I think into the second round, early third round would be a tremendous value for Jatavion Sanders. I'd really like him. So he's my lone second round tight end. Now let's get to the third round. The third round's interesting because we come to our first real balanced tight end of the ones we've talked about. We see willingness for Sanders, so he could develop into a tight end too that can do both. And that would be tremendous. But Theo Johnson out of Penn State, and I'm sure you've heard a lot of people talk about Theo Johnson because he's an absolute freak, went out there and tested like crazy. He's strong, he's fast, he can move. And then when you watch the film adds up. This is a guy that can do both. Block in line, he's willing, he's physical. Maybe not the technique that you're looking for yet. I think there's a lot of refinement that needs to go there and a lot of work that will have to be done from the 49ers. Not exactly like his teammate last year, Brenton Strange, who was a fantastic blocker. Theo doesn't quite reach those expectations, so he's going to have to put in some work. But the 49ers have the talent at the tight end position to help work him through it. George Kittle, good coaching staff. They understand what tight ends have to do, so they'll give him a lot of work. I like his physicality. I like his speed. I like his fluidity on the field. Looks like he knows where he's supposed to go, and he gets from point A to point B. He's really well-rounded. This is one of the more well-rounded tight ends in the draft. Last year, there was a lot of guys that were well-rounded, had the ability to catch, run. They could do a lot of things. This guy definitely has that. Another area that he's highly successful is he can find soft spots and zones and knows where to sit down. Young players coming from college often struggle and run through their zones, run through the places that they're supposed to be, the blind spots for cornerbacks, linebackers, and safeties, where they can nestle at the quarterback and get them the football. That type of patience and that type of understanding of defensive concepts is something Theo Johnson does. And then he presents this really big frame and is a very presentable body to be able to catch the ball. Those are good things for Theo. And then he has the ability, because of his speed, because of his athleticism, to catch those footballs in space and then get upfield and create some opportunities to get some yards after the catch. He has that ability to block, and I think he could be a fantastic blocker with some work. I think that there's inconsistencies with his technique, inconsistencies with overall production. That's why he's in the third round and not higher. But those are all things that can be worked on. As long as he reps and gets that work in, I think he can. The guy that illustrates great hands and also body control, which means he can go ahead and catch balls along the sidelines. He's going to be a red zone threat, be able to toe tap. Those are all going to be things that he can do, and I think those will present touchdowns. And ultimately, you want 22 personnel load up at in the red zone, and you want guys that can make plays besides just George Kittle and just Kyle Juszczyk. You want to have that other tight end you could slip out as well. Theo Johnson would give you that ability, and he allows you to go completely within your scouting and can run everything he wants to run as long as Theo is able to pick it up mentally, which I believe he could. A very smart individual. So the guy that's going to run you over, he's going to run through you, he's going to battle for extra yards. He fits the mentality of the San Francisco 49ers, Juwan Jennings, George Kittle. You want to get extra yards, and these guys definitely show it. I think he's got good route running ability, and I think he'll get even better. But his mixture of speeds and the way that he's able to get to his spots, he doesn't round off routes. I think those are some things that I really like about Theo Johnson. So he's just got to consistently get better at his route running, and I think he'll be a real good player. Now, there are also some things that are concerns. He doesn't really have, so he's got that top-end speed, a tremendous athlete. Short area quickness is a little bit of an issue for him. George Kittle with tremendous short area quickness. We talked about it with Jadeveon Sanders as well. These elite guys being able to get in and out of their breaks, change direction, it's a little bit lacking at times, which means if he gets matched up with a safety or more agile defenders, it could cause a little bit of a problem. So then we mentioned he needs refinement on his blocking techniques. But those are things he's definitely going to be able to work on. So Theo Johnson in the third round, tremendous value. Third round pick 94, 49ers go with Theo Johnson. It would be a back-to-back year. Last year, Cameron Latu. This year, Theo Johnson. But Theo, more balanced. He's kind of Braden Willis and Cameron Latu put together as far as size, speed, athleticism, and blocking. It could be a tremendous pick for the 49ers. I know they got other positions they're going to look to get. So maybe it's a situation where they go a different route. They pick a different player there. Then they have three fourth-round picks. Could they use and couple picks together to go from 124 up into the early 100s and get Theo? I think that's a real possibility. That's someone to monitor. Another third-round possibility for the San Francisco 49ers at tight end is Jared Wiley. Jared Wiley out of TCU, 6'6", 249 pounds. Just a smooth operator on the field. I really enjoyed watching his tape. This is a guy that, you know, doesn't do a lot of inline stuff. He does a lot of slot. He's going to play as a move tight end. He's going to be off the ball. They're going to move him in motion. A lot of play actions, get him out on the other side and get him the football in space. But he's able to create when he has the ball in his hands. And this guy makes plays, long wingspan, big size, athletic ability. We know the 49ers like to get bigger. So this is a guy that has potential to be able to stock block. This is a guy that if somebody deemed him as a receiver when they put themselves in nickel, he would be a size advantage against most nickel corners. Speed advantage, no. Size advantage, yes. We're talking about two huge tight ends here, Theo Johnson, and now we're talking about Jared Wiley. Like him a lot. He's got tremendous coordination for his size and speed. He's a guy that we talked about, Theo, probably not as good as like curl routes and things like that. That's not the problem for Jared Wiley. He does very good. Sinks his hips, explodes out. Those are things he does. Presents his body well. When I talk about present, he brings himself forward and creates a nice throwing target for the quarterback. He does a really good job with that. He makes it. He's also very comfortable getting in between defenders, making catches, and being able to make those catches between contact. So those are things that I really like from Wiley. I think Wiley's a tremendous option for the 49ers and just one of those guys that could be a huge contributor for the 49ers in the past. Once again, you're going to have questions about his blocker. He needs to get a little bit better at that because his pad level, he's just too high when he's blocking. And we know when it comes to tall players, they struggle sometimes. But you're going against bigger guys, and the 49ers tight ends are asked to block defensive ends. They're asked to block linebackers at times. They're asked to come across the line of scrimmage and block interior defensive linemen. And if you come with a high pad level, you're going to get absolutely chucked. So some of the things I like about him is his intensity when he catches the ball, his aggressiveness to get the extra yard. Some of the things I worry about is his pad level with blocking and whether he could be a consistent blocker in the NFL and not just a guy that you put in the slot and a guy that you use as a move tight end off ball to create mismatches against linebackers and smaller nickel corners. I think we need more from Jared Wiley than that, but I think he has the tools to be able to develop those parts of the game, and I think that the 49ers They believe that he can be an absolute weapon as a receiver, could find a way to help him with his blocking. But a lot of people might not want this type of tight end because they want George Kittle making more catches and getting a guy that is a move tight end, a guy that plays in the slot on the field with George Kittle means George Kittle could continue his blocking roles more so than if you got a guy that was more balanced like Theo Johnson. So that's something to remember. I've heard this mentioned before. I think John Chapman mentioned it a couple of times. Is also John Lynch's family goes to TCU, so he's very familiar with the talent that's there. And so that could be a reason why Wiley could be an option for the 49ers. So two third-round grades for me. Normally, I would just go through third-rounders, but I am going to touch on some fourth-round guys who I think the 49ers could potentially go. This just shows you tight end. Right now, three guys in the top, you know, four guys total if you include Bowers. He's round one. Then second round, third round, only three tight ends. I feel like there's, you know, some guys later on you could draft, but you're not really using a lot of draft capital early if you're waiting. Round four, you're talking Ben Sinnott, the tight end from Kansas State. Interesting guy, wears number 34. That was interesting. I wouldn't mind seeing the 49ers have a 34 on the team on offense. Playing the tight end, that is a interesting position for him. He's a guy that's an absolute intriguing prospect because he likes to get physical. He's just nonstop, pedal to the metal the entire time. He's one of those guys that's a threat as far as yards after the catch. And also, he's a good player as far as blocking because he's got good leg churn. He continually blocks hard. I like him a lot. So he's a guy that's interesting. I think in the fourth round, it makes a lot of sense. A balanced type tight end at 6'3", 250. He's got enough size to win as an inline blocker. Got enough speed and acceleration to be able to make the plays and beat defenders on the routes that he needs to make. A lot of times he looks like a fullback or a running back out there. He's got a lot of flexibility. He's able to move. Another thing you got to like about him is he was asked to run a lot of routes within the passing tree, and he was able to handle those. So he's got a vast wealth of ability to run the routes that Kyle Shanahan would ask him to run. So this is a more complete, balanced tight end. I don't think there's the upside compared to the guys I talked about with Jatavion Sanders, tremendous upside. Theo Johnson and Jared Wiley both have the size, the speed, the tremendous ability there. This is not that. This is your more across-the-board, low-floor type prospect where the other ones are high-ceiling. This is more of a low-floor. So it depends on what you're looking for. I think when you're looking at some of his weaknesses and the reason that you find him in the fourth round, he doesn't have the wingspan, especially that the other three guys I talked about have, to be able to catch footballs. So that can make it a little bit difficult. Contested catches could be a problem because he can't, you know, get his arms out there and be able to get away from defenders. And then also, he just doesn't have the explosiveness that the other three athletes have ahead of him. Those guys are all explosive, able to create separation with their speed, and he doesn't really have that, even though he has everything that you want as far as a balanced tight end, doesn't have the high-end abilities that the other guys have. So that's something to worry about, and also worrying a little bit about him being able to hold on to footballs. You watch him in contested catch situations, and you see the ball get knocked out of his hands at times. You worry where you have, you know, Jatavion Sanders, the hands are like vice grips. That's not the case here with Ben Sinnott. The ball can get knocked out a little bit. He doesn't have the hand strength that the other guys do. Also in the fourth round, Cade Stover from Ohio State, similar size that we just talked about with Ben Sinnott, 6'3", 247 pounds. He's a guy that can catch the ball, whether it's high or low. He's got a lot of range, good hands. I like him. Strong hands, a little bit different than what we were just talking about. So he can make catches, and he can catch footballs on big third and pivotal situations to be able to get positive yards that you really want. I think that the problem with Stover is he's not a game changer like the other guys ahead of him. He doesn't have that ability to catch the football and house call it. He's going to get a catch. He might get upfield and get an extra 4 or 5 yards for you. That's great. He's going to make key catches. So in that way, you're getting a tight end that you can rely on. This is a reliable weapon. But once again, we're talking about not a game changer, not an absolute playmaker, but he'll make the plays that are there for him, that are schemed for him, that are provided for him. And that's why he's sitting here in the fourth round. Solid day three pick, Cade Stover. I like him. Now let's talk about a guy that's a little bit different. This is as close as you get to a slot wide receiver, and that's Jaheim Bell out of Florida State. And very familiar with his game, solid player. Size-wise, though, 6'2", 241 pounds, undersized, doesn't have the height, shorter than the two guys we just talked about. Even the size, 241 pounds, he's built like a big slot receiver, and he has absolute struggles blocking. That's not what his game is. He is built to play in the slot and to be a receiving threat from the tight end position. So he's a guy that you know a specific role that he's going to play. You're looking for a Jordan Reed type guy, this guy fits the bill. He's great with the ball in his hands. He's explosive yards after the catch guy. They throw quick screens to him. He's got the vision. He's got the athletic ability to be able to make plays. He's also got tremendous balance to be able to keep his base, even when he has contact, bounce off, and make plays. The way we're talking about wide receiver Malachi Corley during the wide receiver video, that's what Jaheim Bell has. So athleticism in that characteristic. So 49ers, depending on how they wanted to use him and how they wanted to designate him, he could be one of those guys. He runs a 4.5 40. So if you thought that you wanted to go ahead and move him to more of a slot receiver role, he could handle that. I think when you're doing that, though, remember, he's not going to have the route running ability of a bigger wide receiver. He doesn't have the hip fluidity of a bigger wide receiver. That's why he's played more tight end at Florida State than wide receiver. But he has that ability, big guy, physical, red zone threat, weapon to make plays in the open field. He fits that really well with the 49ers. Very good at executing crossers, wheel routes, and seam routes, which are all staples in the Kyle Shanahan system. So him dominating over the middle of the field is something we've grown to see in Kyle Shanahan's system. That could be a place where Jaheim Bell could make a really big problem for other teams. But you're talking about his weaknesses. We talked about his traditional, he doesn't traditionally fit a tight end mold. 6'2", looks more like a big wide receiver. Struggles a little bit with the blocking. He can get overpowered. Those aren't good. And then, you know, it's the consistency with him being able to make plays. So that's why he finds himself at the end of round four, potentially even sliding into round five. 49ers have 3 fourth-round picks. 49ers took him with pick 135. I don't think anyone bats an eye. But, you know, I don't know if he would make it all the way to 176, but 176 in the fifth round would be tremendous value for Jaheim Bell. 49ers just have to decide if that's the kind of guy they want. And then I'm just going to mention a couple of other guys before we get out of here in round five. Dallin Hoker out of Colorado State. I think he's very close to what Jaheim Bell is. I just don't see the top end speed and ability. He runs more of a 4.7, 4.8 40 compared to Bell's 4.5. The explosiveness isn't there. He has the extra inch on Bell, and he's a tremendous playmaker who makes plays all over the place. Red zone threat, good hands, good body control, able to do some things there. I worry about him being a consistent blocker. He doesn't have that elite speed that you're really looking for. And you wonder if physicality-wise, he'd be able to hold up consistently. And then Eric All, tight end from Iowa. The 49ers met with him, 6'4", 252. He's got reliable hands and shows willingness to make tackles in traffic. Those are always 49ers staples. But, you know, he's a guy that can't really produce down the field. He's not going to stretch down the seam vertically. And I just don't see him. I know they met with him. I don't see him being an upgrade over Cameron Latu or Braden Willis. And that's the problem with the tight ends. As we get lower, they don't really have the ability probably to beat those guys out. No matter how you feel about Latu, I mean, we didn't see him play in a single game this year minus preseason because of his injury. We don't know what he's going to look like when he gets back on the field. And with Braden Willis, he grew a lot during the season. What will that growth look like in his second season? So I think, you know, getting a guy in the top four rounds is probably the best case scenario for the 49ers to get a guy that can come and compete. Definitely need another tight end on your roster for training camp. And also, can they get somebody that can potentially beat out Eric Saubert? I think the 49ers will be fine going with four tight ends, especially Braden Willis could be a backup to Kyle Juszczyk if something happened. But you have guys that can help on special teams. New kickoff return rules, need guys that can help in that direction. So 49ers have some options at tight end. There's some of these guys I really like. Tavion Sanders is an absolute savage. He could be a big-time player for the 49ers if they decide to do that. Just might take a higher pick, you know, 63. I don't know if people want to go 63 for a tight end. But Theo Johnson, Jared Wiley, those guys, big-time prospects who could be available for the 49ers. So really the talent is round two and three, in my opinion, where the 49ers could get a guy that could step in and push Cameron Latu and Braden Willis. And if the 49ers don't see the talent there, they don't. It doesn't meet up. Best player available meet need. The 49ers might run it back with Cameron Latu and Braden Willis and potentially sign somebody else on the open market after the draft when it doesn't cost them in the compensatory formula. So it's going to be fun. The 49ers need to address tight end too. They might do it in the draft. These are some of the players they could go for. Let me know in the comment section down below which tight ends you like, which tight ends you think the 49ers could address it with, and which ones are better than Latu and Braden Willis. I think it's very interesting. Please like and subscribe to the channel. 49ers Cutback on Believe. Give it a 5-star rating. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. The game starts here. I'll catch you guys all in the next one. Until then, stay safe. Remember, the right way is always the 49ers way.